Thank you for joining us for today's webcam. Today we're going to be talking about ASP.NET MVC, web forms, and the impact of mobile on the web. My name is Colin Bowern. I work with ObjectSharp. We work with clients across the country on building great applications, especially on the Microsoft stack. A couple of the technologies that we're going to look at today are adaptive rendering, which is taking advantage of some of the pieces that are already out there in the HTML and CSS standard, and looking at how you can leverage those inside your ASP.NET application. And then some of the specific things that Microsoft ships out of the box, such as display templates for situations where you need to be a little more specific on how the content is rendered on the mobile device. And then finally, we'll take a look at some of the out-of-the-box mobile templates that ship with ASP.NET MVC 4.5. So let's jump right into it and talk a little bit about adaptive rendering. To do this, we'll pop open Visual Studio, and we'll start a new project. And in this case, I'm going to choose an MVC project. But bear in mind that if you're on web forms, no problem. You can do the exact same piece. So let's say mobile, or we'll call this desktop mobile app. And we'll go ahead and pick the internet application and hit OK. And what I'm going to simply do is run what's out of the box. And this is just to show you that the templates that ship with Visual Studio are built not just for desktop mobile applications, or desktop applications, but also mobile web applications. So I've got my app up and running here. I'm not going to do a whole lot to it. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open it in Chrome. And by the way, this list here is very extensible to add any sort of emulator or browser that you wish. So just a quick note for that for the folks that haven't discovered the great enhancements in Visual Studio 2012 for web developers. So I'm going to go ahead and run this in Chrome initially just to show you the desktop experience of the app. So it's going to go ahead and compile. And in a moment here, we'll go ahead and... I've got to click the button. In a moment here, we'll see the app popping up in my browser. We'll make this full screen. And it's your typical ASP.NET welcome page application with a couple of scaffolding pieces around membership, about screens, contact, and so on. What's unique about the .NET 4.5 templates they've shipped out of the box is they use a technique called responsive design. This is something that is a functionality of cascading style sheets to be able to redefine the layout properties of your page based on the width and device that you're using. I'll show you how that works here right in the desktop browser. So if I go ahead and unmaximize the browser here and start to drag it, keep an eye here on this top part as it changes here as I go ahead and pull in. And what's happened here is that there's rules inside the style sheet that say once the screen reaches a certain width, change the layout properties here. Now, note that we're not changing any of the markup. If you need to change markup, we're going to talk about some techniques that can handle markup changes a little bit later. Let's take a look at, with some of the debugging tools, though, these rules in action. So I'm going to go ahead and right-click and inspect element. And these types of tools around debugging of style sheets exist in all of the major browsers out there. I want to go ahead and center in on the navigation here. And what I want you to do is I want you to watch here as I expand. So you can see here it's 850 pixels, and once I cross that 850 pixel width restriction, the CSS itself will automatically recompute with a new set of rules. Let's go back to under 850, and you'll see here that the rule here is prefixed with something quite interesting. This is app media, only screen, and max width is 850 pixels. So it's saying that only when you're on a desktop browser on the screen, so not print or some of the other definitions, and when the width is maximum of 850 pixels, do I want you to go ahead and apply a certain set of rules? And so this is just standard CSS. There's nothing here that's specific to .NET, except the awareness and out-of-the-box functionality that supports and educates you on cascading style sheets and responsive design. And you can see this in action on a variety of different websites today. And starting with the good old ASP.NET site, you can see here it looks like a standard desktop website, but if you go ahead and start to resize it, you'll notice the page itself will start to transform. It's supposed to transform. There we go. So now it's a mobile-friendly view and works a little bit better on a device such as a mobile phone. Now, this isn't just a Microsoft thing. This is something that the web community has been doing for a while. And great sites like Media Queries shows you examples of a variety of different sites that use the responsive design technique to present different layouts. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that responsive design isn't necessarily free out of the box. As you can see, each one of these sites, as they transform to different resolutions, requires you to stop and think about the design of the site and how best to lay out the site for the various resolutions. So this will increase some of your design burden, but allows you to, from a maintenance perspective of your views, keep to a single view and use it across a variety of different platforms. Now, as I mentioned, one of the great things about the ASP.NET stack is you're not stuck to just one tool to solve all of your problems. In fact, today, they're shipping three different tools inside the box. We're going to talk about all of them. So we've touched on adaptive rendering, or what's more commonly known as responsive design. Next, we'll touch on display modes, which allows you to bridge both the desktop and tablet world in mobile world inside your application. And finally, we'll touch on some of the mobile templates that are available out of the box. So let's take a look at display modes. This is our Visual Studio solution that we started with before. We're going to go ahead and add a new view. In this case, we'll call it index.mobile. And instead of building a full mobile view, we'll go ahead and take our existing view, we'll copy the content, we'll paste it, and we'll replace a piece of the content just so you can see that this is the mobile view. This is useful in particular as a feature because on some mobile devices using certain mobile frameworks, you need to customize the markup to get the styling. In this case, we'll get that separation between the different views just simply by creating a .mobile view. You can see this in action here by launching the Opera Mobile emulator. And in a second here, you'll see that the routing framework inside ASP.NET will detect that that's a mobile view or a mobile device and render my mobile view. What happens if you want to go more than just a desktop versus mobile view? For example, you want to customize the output to a specific type of device or a specific brand, make, and model. We can absolutely do that inside Visual Studio by using the same framework that creates this mobile view. I'm going to go into my global.asax, and I'm going to register a new view type with my display mode provider. Go into our instance collection and our modes, and we'll insert at the beginning of the stack a new display mode. And we'll give it a name, such as Windows Phone. And we'll define a condition. And again, what's nice about this condition is it's up to you as the user to define whatever that condition is. So whether it's based off cookies, the particular user context, headers, anything can be used to evaluate as long as it results in a true or false equation. In this case, we'll do an index of, and we'll look for Windows Phone. And just to play it safe, we'll go ahead and make sure that's a case insensitive operation and make sure that Windows Phone is contained somewhere in user agent string. With that in place, we can go ahead and define a new view. Now this time we'll go ahead and copy our mobile view, and we're going to rename this. And instead of .mobile, we'll go ahead and use the display default display mode identifier that we created before, in this case Windows Phone. And we'll go ahead and change this from mobile view to Windows Phone view. And we'll go ahead and build that solution. And let's go ahead and check all our devices just so we can see it all in action. So the first thing we'll do is we'll hit up Chrome. And in a second here, you'll see the desktop view where you get the title that you expect. Next, we'll go ahead and connect with Opera Mobile Emulator, and we should see the .mobile view. And there it is. And finally, I'll use another tool here that I can use to simulate various devices to access the site as if it were a Nokia Lumia 900. And there we go, Windows Phone view. So you can see the power here is more than just mobile. It's about delivering a custom view experience to your end client depending on a variety of different factors. And in this case, it's most useful for differentiating between desktop, mobile, and tablet interfaces. And the code that we just walked through was this display mode provider, which is a new class inside the ASP.NET 4.5 runtime that's used to evaluate what view is used when it comes to delivering the content to the client. So we talked a little bit about how you can use your same URL, target multiple devices with different views depending on any criteria that you define. In our example, we use the user agent string. The final piece I want to show you is the mobile template. And this shows you a little bit about why those display templates are actually rather important in a mixed app. But there are times also where you want to build just a straight mobile application. No problem, we've got you covered. File, new project, and again, we'll start with an MVC application. And we'll say mobile web app is our name, hit OK. And in this case, I'm actually going to go ahead and pick the mobile application template. And it's going to go out and get all the latest bits through the NuGet packages, create a solution that I can go ahead and just fire up. Now again, let's start looking at it from the desktop first. Now remember, this is a pure mobile application. It doesn't take any consideration in for desktop view. And so you can see here when I get to my Chrome layout, things look kind of mobile-ish. Looks like your modern smartphone application. Let's go ahead and take a look at this now in a mobile emulator, where it'll probably make a little more sense from a layout perspective. And there you go. You see that looks a whole lot more friendly to the average mobile user. I can go ahead and click on the various navigation elements and move back. I can go ahead and click on the contact. And in this particular template, there's not a whole lot defined. It's really just trying to expose you to some of the jQuery UI pieces. Let's actually take a quick look at why jQuery UI is actually a little bit different from building a desktop application. In this case, we'll go ahead and pull out the index.html and we'll work our way up to the layout. So this is our index file, and the first thing you'll notice here is the use of HTML attributes that are specific to jQuery UI. In this case, it's the data star attributes that were unveiled with the HTML5 specification. jQuery UI uses this to determine how to best display this layout depending on the device that's accessing it. If we work our way up to the layout page, you'll see that things are even more different. We've got the concept of pages and headers and content. And these are requirements of this particular mobile framework to be able to lay out and address all the various challenges and differences between the various devices so it can identify what the content is and format it appropriately. Within the layout inside our site, you're going to have a variety of different jQuery mobile pieces in here. And again, what's great about this is Microsoft is supporting and building around this, and you can get all the updates through a simple NuGet package update. And outside of that, it's your standard web application. In this case, you're just optimizing now for the mobile web and building specifically for the device or devices that you want to target. To find out more about mobile technology or building mobile web applications on the ASP.NET runtime, I'd encourage you to visit ASP.NET/mobile to learn more. There they have tutorials on the technologies that you've seen today, as well as links to other blog posts and useful content for building great mobile web applications on the .NET framework. Thank you very much and have a great day.